Dalit. When you're going to the bathroom, lo yigala atmo ki im la achrav tefach, from the rear end, when you're lifting up your skirt, because they're wearing skirts. I know we're not doing that, but they're lifting up their toga and they're pulling it up from behind. La achrav tefach, just one tefach is sufficient. Uncover. Sorry? Ki'im. Other than, unless ki'im lo achrav, when it comes to the backside. Tefach, just a tefach is sufficient. Umilafanov, and the front side, you have to lift your, I'm calling it a skirt, because I don't know what to call it else, the toga, lift it a little higher, tefachayim tu tefachim. The reason why is because, you'll see in a second why, because you're afraid of, of urine soiling your clothes. The Isha, men or women built different than women, so Isha doesn't need to do that. Above the erva. Yeah, we're talking about lifting it up so that you don't get dirty. V'isha, when it comes to a woman, mecharea tefach, she should lift it up a tefach from behind, from her dress. Milafana lok v'lo klum, she doesn't need to raise it in the front side at all because she doesn't splash, and that's that. Aruch HaShulchan already says, our clothes are different, the whole thing is a different story today. It's just, the mechanics are different, so the principle, whatever the details are, the principle is very simple. Don't uncover yourself more than you need to, and you have to make sure you don't soil the clothing. That's a matter of fact. Covering yourself because of sneeze, but you're not. Right, you have to keep yourself as covered as possible on the one hand, but you're not to get yourself clothes get dirty. But for starters, our pants go down and up, so it's a different setup over there. You have to be careful. If you don't pull your trousers down far enough, then you're gonna wet. You can dirty yourself. That's not good. Okay, so you'll stay inside Sifkan Zayin. So he said, no. Bob, sorry, thank you very much. Tefach, a tefach in the front. Below Yoser, not more than a tefach. Mishum Tznias, because you want to be Tzanua, and you're lifting your, uncovering yourself. Ubulafanov, Tefachayim, in the front side, just two tefachim is good. The Matoch Shehu Dochik Atz Atzmo, the Gedolim. If you're sitting on the toilet now to excrete, so you put pressure on your whatever down there, so then also will come hubali de ketanim. Also, urine could come out of you. But tzarach tefachayim mishum kiluach meraglim shenitazin lemerachak. That's the urine could splash out and can get you. So you want to make sure that your pants, your clothes stay clean. But Bach kasav. The Bach said the nachon lahachmir shiyegam melafanav rak tefach. The Bach said one tefach seems to be enough for me. I guess he's also lifting up. But Veloys Kimo Imo Harbe Mechronim, the Achronim didn't like that idea. What's good enough for the Amoraim is good enough for them. The Yizar, again, Aruch HaShulchan Bayis is different because of our clothes, our shape difference. The Yizar, be careful, Shlo Yilach Lech Sham Begadav V'gufa Umanalav. Make sure neither your clothes, nor your skin, nor your shoes get any filth from them. Do what you have to do to keep clean. Are we out of time? Let's be honest. Yeah. Okay. No, well, I guess we'll stop there then. Later.